You're listening to Mornings with Eric and Bridget on Moody Radio 89.3. You may not have known this, but there is a Jewish holiday happening this week, and it's called Purim. Celebrates really the saving of the Jewish people back in the Persian Empire. We're going to find out a little bit more about its significance, and not just for the Jewish people, but for all of us believers in Christ. So we'll do that today with Greg Savitt. He is with Rock of Israel Ministries. He's Director of Jewish Evangelism for Florida. Greg, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bridget. How are you?
I'm doing well and glad that you can kind of shed some light on what's probably many of us are not as familiar with. But, you know, with any good, especially Jewish holiday, I know there's a tasty treat that goes along with it, right? Is there something particular to this holiday?
There's an old saying, every Jewish holiday is we were persecuted, God gave us the victory, and let's eat. And Purim is no different. Yeah. It's celebrated this Thursday and Friday. And if you've never heard of Purim, maybe you should have because it's in the Bible. And if you know somebody who's Jewish, I don't know if you know, South Florida is the second largest Jewish population in the United States. There's 750,000 Jewish people that need to hear about Jesus. So you might know some people that celebrate Purim this week.
Yeah. And so, but you didn't tell us the treat, though. What treat will they be enjoying?
Okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead of myself, but the villain is named Haman, and there's a wonderful delicacy that women make something called hamantaschen for the name Haman. It's a triangle cookie. The reason why it's a triangle, some say it was Haman's ear, others say it was his hat, but you put delicious apricot or any fruit in the middle. And I believe that rabbis took out the calories because I ate tons of them when I was a kid.
And you're still with us. All right. That's good.
That is absolutely great. We made them. We went through a unit study where we were studying the Jewish holidays in our homeschool. And I remember making those are delicious treats. I actually ended up having my first and second daughters both marry Jewish believers. And so we have brought some of the Jewish holidays into our home as well. It's been an exciting time. But Greg, can you just give us a little bit about Purim? What is it, and what does the word even mean?
Okay, Purim is Hebrew for pur, which is chance, because the whole holiday is it's from the book of Esther. Haman casts lots. He's the enemy. And pur means chance, and it came on the 13th and 14th of Adar, the Jewish month. So Haman really rolled dice to find out when the Jewish people will be destroyed, and that was from the word Purim. But the Reader's Digest version is there's a very, very wealthy man named Xerxes. In his other name is Ahasuerus, but that's too hard to say. So I basically say Xerxes, and it's mostly like if you look in your Bible, it's Xerxes, and that's the story of it. But what happened is he has this great party, and it's like it's a six-month party, alcohol, open bar. And the last 7 days of the party, with all these rich officials, he asked Vashti, his queen, to come visit him. And a lot of commentaries say that she didn't want to go there because he was too drunk. Some said that he thought she was going to make him walk naked with the crown. Anyway, she says no. King Xerxes throws her out, banishes her. They're going to have a beauty pageant for all the beautiful teenagers in Persia. So they go and they collect thousands of women, and one of them they collect is Esther, and she is Jewish. She was raised by her cousin Mordecai. But King Xerxes picks Esther. There comes along a guy named Haman who is so full of himself that he wants every person to bow down before him, including Mordecai, who's Jewish. Well, Mordecai refuses. Haman hates the Jewish people now, and Haman wants to destroy the Jewish people. So he kind of builds up what we call now today an omnibus bill with thousands of pages, and he just so happened to put a couple pages in there to destroy the Jewish people. And he signs it. The Jewish people are in trouble. Mordecai goes to his cousin, said, well, you might be such a time as this. She prays and fasts. She has Haman and her husband Xerxes to a banquet, and she tells all the king about what Haman is doing. Haman's furious, and then the king hangs Haman. And they reversed the rule to destroy the Jewish people throughout the land of Persia. And that is a very, very 30,000-foot view of the book of Esther.
Well, and so what's interesting to me is that, and so we still remember that to this day, and the Jewish people celebrate that, and they celebrate basically the victory over their enemies. But for the rest of us who maybe don't have that heritage, why is just at least acknowledging or understanding a holiday like Purim, how does that benefit all of us, Jewish or not?
Well, I think it shows how God is totally in the mix of our lives. What's really interesting is that in the book of Esther, you will not find the name of God, but yet God is on every page, every paragraph, and it shows just how amazing God is. He's always on time. He's never late. Haman is about to execute his plan to destroy every Jewish people. King Xerxes has insomnia. So he says, read to me the book of Chronicles. And in the book of Chronicles, he just so happens to read the day before Haman is going to come to Esther that Mordecai thwarted an assassination attempt. So the king decides to bless Mordecai. And this happens like the day before the persecution of the Jewish people. So God, even though he's not mentioned in Esther, is totally sovereign throughout the entire book. And God is sovereign in our lives.
Yeah, such a good picture of what God wants to do, what God has done throughout history. And I love just being able to see in the book of Esther, all throughout the word, how God saves his people and how he's in the business of saving those that are his even now. But as we look at Jewish holidays, we've got, of course, Yom Kippur, we've got Rosh Hashanah, we've got those holidays that we know of a little bit more and maybe celebrate a little bit more. How big of a holiday is Purim on the Jewish calendar?
You know, it's really picked up in the last 100 years because, you know, the secular New Year's time of celebration fun, well, this was actually a fun celebration. And what Jewish people do is they read the book of Esther and they have plays and the kids puts on plays. I remember going to Hebrew school. I was King Xerxes and my sister dressed up as Esther. But when you go there and you read the book of Esther, every time Haman is mentioned, you either boo, you hiss, you use a grogger, which is a noisemaker. And Orthodox Jews write the name Haman on their feet. And every time Haman is mentioned, they stomp their feet. So it's a really kind of a festive. Most temples have a carnival afterwards, which is a lot of fun and game. And this is interesting. In the ultra-Orthodox, it's considered a blessing to take a shot every time Haman is mentioned. And if you get as drunk where you don't tell the difference to Mordecai and Haman, then you've done your job.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Well, I think what's interesting. Go ahead.
No, I think this is what meant God when he said celebrate that the Jewish people weren't killed and annihilated.
Right.
I don't think that God wanted taking a shot of Kim's regal.
No, not at all. Well, okay, so this holiday and the story is based in the book of Esther. There aren't many books in the Bible named after a woman. So just talk to us about the two books that are, and I guess the significance of Esther. You mentioned that she was just a teenage girl, I mean, very young, but she was able to do something significant and really save a whole group of people, her people, even as a young girl.
Really,
so yeah, so tell us a little bit about her importance and I guess why her one
importance.
Of the books is named after her.
Well, the other book is Ruth, the two female books. And interesting, they're both in the genealogy of a Jewish person that we love named Jesus. So it's interesting that those two women are using genealogy. Esther is amazing. Not only did she approach the king without being asked, which is punishment by death, but she also tells them that she's Jewish. Just the same decree he said to murder all the Jewish people. And there's one thing I wanted to say. That I really think it's all of us that we know who the Lord is that you came to a position for such a time as this. And I believe that every one of them in our life has times as this when we need to step in, share the gospel, maybe be compassionate and help. But all of us, I believe, are put in a time of this. And mine happened when I was 30 years old, when I left being a CPA, a 7-bedroom home in Illinois, to become a missionary for the Jewish people. But I knew in my life, as I look back, that this was God wanted me to do that.
Wow. So for such a time as this, even someone as young, maybe inexperienced, maybe even fearful as Esther could step into God's calling for her life. So that's something we may be fearful to do, but we can do too. And even though Esther is kind of the hero of the story, really God is, and God working through her. Isn't that true?
It totally is true. I mean, God, I forgot to mention that in the book of Esther, I think chapter 2, there just so happens that a guy named Haggai, who's in charge of all the beauty treatments, it says he took a liking to Esther. And it's like if you are going for a job and somebody from the human resources department helps you, this is the chance you're going to get that job. And this eunuch just for no reason takes a liking to Esther. And that's the reason, because God is sovereign. He's working, but you don't see his name mentioned.
I so love this. Greg, you're serving with Rock of Israel Ministries. What exactly is that, and what do you do?
Well, I'm an evangelist to the Jewish people. I meet one-on-one with people that are interested or have questions, and my email is really easy. It's J-E-W, the number 4, J-C, at me.com. And if you want me to help you witness to one of your Jewish friends, you can. Our ministry is very big, going to fairs throughout the world. We have wonderful Judaica. We just finished up at South Florida Fair with West Palm Beach, which is 25% Jewish. And we have wonderful Judaica products, and amazing how easy it is to get into a conversation about the gospel when somebody's looking at your menorah. It just flows so naturally. And we give people a free book of testimony of a Jewish person who's come to faith in Jesus. And I always say, just promise me you'll read one chapter. And if you don't like it, you'll throw the rest out. Well, I've never gotten any person say they threw the rest of the book out.
Well, I love that. I love that your passion is to share Jesus with this unique population, so many right here in South Florida. If you want to find out more about this ministry, Rock of Israel, you can go to their website, rockofisrael.org, and we've got a link to them right on our website. If you just can't remember that later on, just come to ericandbridget.org, and we'll link you to Greg, his ministry, and I know there's a lot of resources there that you can take advantage of. So, Greg, thanks so much for joining us and sharing about the importance of Purim. We learned a lot today. We really appreciate it. And the fact that, so you played, what part did you play when you were a kid again?
I was King Xerxes, and I remember taking one of my dad's old robes, and I put it on me, and I got some funny crown, and it was just so much fun because we had to do a play in front of the whole congregation, and it was just so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet that was your starring moment. Well, Greg, thank you again so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And so what do you say? You know, happy Purim? What do you say?
You say Yom Purim. Have a good Purim.
Okay.
I think just for the fact, if you mentioned the Jewish person this week, are you celebrating Purim? They're going to be blown away that you know enough about their holidays. And it might be a good influence to get into spiritual conversations.